Blog Talk Radio.
A theory of parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are celebrating our fourth anniversary on A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. It's our fourth year of service, and we are proud to have this anniversary show. We took some pictures today. We bought a cake, and we had lunch together, my son and I, who is the co-creator of the show, Markel Greif. And we had lunch, and we took some pictures, and we're going to put them on A Theory of Cooking at Facebook if you wanted to see the celebration. We had just the lunch, so we got a celebration cake, and we had some summer fruit, and we ate some things that we really enjoy, and that was a key point in our show as we grew and developed. Over the last year, we covered a lot of topics, and we wanted to talk about our archive because the show itself has been through some changes here at A Theory of Parenting. We've had several different formats. We went from the first season through the fourth season, and we've changed our format. We're trying to average about five shows a month, so that'll be at least one a week, depending on if that encourages us to go out and have active events, or if we have to do projects here at home, or if it's included in one of our real-world projects or school projects. So we, give ourselves a little space to get those things done. And so over the years, we wanted to go into our archive, and I'm sitting at the computer today, and I'm looking over the shows, and I'm looking at our graduation show, which was a high point for us. We did several shows on Markel's graduation. We had a slideshow at YouTube so that you can see the graduation pictures, which was at the Ocean Grove Auditorium, which is a major complex here on our shorefront. It's one of the major complexes here on the shorefront in Monmouth County and near Asbury Park. We did his photo session, how parents go with their children to their photo sessions, you know, how to get dressed, to think about the props to bring in. These were some of the shows that mark timelines in our lives as we have grown. We started the show several years ago, and my son is 20 now, and he was 16 when we started the show. So we've been through several different teen topics, major teen topics, from dating to driving. So we have gone through the, developmental stages here together on A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about our fourth year and our celebration of that. And it's a celebration in our heart, mind, and spirit. We also celebrate in our body. We celebrate with our other blogs. We celebrate with our theory of cooking. We celebrate with our theory of parenting. And we also celebrate with theories of parenting, and we have other web pages there at Facebook that we celebrate with as well. There's always something about Tammy Joyner there, some interesting topics there at Facebook, or interesting topic on Markel's Facebook page. If you want to find out what we're doing and you can't locate us, sometimes we're all over the state, sometimes we're all over the country, and if you're looking around and you don't know where, you know, that smiling face is or that familiar face, then check us out on The Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. There will be something new going on in our lives, and you'll have a chance to, think with us on that particular topic. So happy birthday to Blog Talk Radio, which will be our show, A Theory of Parenting. Happy anniversary, our fourth anniversary. This is 2016. We're in August. We usually celebrate it in July, but this year we were doing a course, and we wanted to make sure that we decided to celebrate it, when it was course was complete. We talked about last month, we talked about the FCC and alerts. We talked about child abduction and kidnapping, identity theft, spiritual warfare, learned about the primary election. We talked about the book Dead Women Talking Again. We did another summary. That book seems to be something that, we've been able to talk about several different times. We've been able to go over the book and, you know, see how these topics apply and how other people like to view this subject matter. So we had a chance to do that. If you get a chance, don't forget to read this interesting book. It's a little, it's not recommended for, you know, some of the younger people. It's recommended for maybe 18 and over at this time. And, you know, some of the other topics that we discussed kind of like borders on that this particular season as well. We talk about learning about the primary election, sexual content, too much sexual content and music, grandiose delusions. We discussed the cold cigarettes. We went on and on and on with the topics that were a little bit geared to our developmental stages, whereas we are, you know, 18 to 20. And, you know, they did deal with a lot of things for this that would cover some of the 16 to 18-year-olds. We're looking back at our life now and at Kel's developmental stages and some of ours. And we're trying to figure out, you know, what are some good lessons that we can lay down now that we're both adults for our program and some of the things that we're going through as well. We have questions, too, even though we're adults living life. We also talked about, we had a Mother's Day show. We had talks about alcohol and helping your teens make good decisions. We talk about mental health as well. How does a good diet contribute to your mental health? And, you know, if you're feeling, you know, fatigued and hungry and everything like that, you know, a good diet helps your, you know, your brain power and helps you have enough, you know, food within you to, you know, go and do the things that you have to do. So it's an overall healthy situation for your mental health and giving your body the vitamins and nutrients that you need. You want to say something? The vitamins and nutrients that you need to stay healthy. That was my son. He was giving a big shout-out cheer to ATP. Let's go. So then also we talked about some of the places that we had gone. We like to travel. We like to go out to museums. We like to cover our major regions and regions that are near us. But when we go away, we like to concentrate on family-oriented programming so that we're still near and dear to our family and don't forget our purpose. So we went out to Austin, Texas, and we talked about the Austin Nature and Science Center. We talked about selfies. That was a good show. You know, if you're continuing to develop, you continue to grow, you will into elderly age or, you know, however long. And so selfies will always be important because when you pull them off the internet or you save them in that database or you save them in that time capsule, when you pull them off, you have a photo album, you know, that covers, you know, the years, weeks, and months of your life. So don't forget, like, some of these things are more important than just, you know, a computer topic and just a, you know, web page full of, you know, pictures of yourself. Don't forget to do your glam shots. You know, sometimes when you're going on a dating page, it will cover that. And our new season, maybe Kelly and I might look for dates. And don't forget to do a few glam shots because they do help when you have to give, you know, pictures out for different reasons. We have learned to cope, so we did some shows like that. You know, coping is definitely a quality of life type issue, but you don't want to fail to go to crisis or to therapy trying to cope. You just want to make sure that you cope through serious situations so that you don't get hurt. Ideas and efforts to educate and assist individuals in coping, and so we gave some ideas as well. We did a couple shows on that. So you're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about seasons past. We're talking about, you know, our timeline at the show this particular season. We always like to do a little bit on the archives. We're having some problems with our computer today, so I'm trying to, you know, navigate through our episodes. And you know, we have, you know, information all over, and we want to make sure that you hit us on Flickr. We have a lot of pictures if you go to Flickr and run our names, or sometimes if you run, we're going to start to do the color code. That's going to be in the news this season. We found out that pictures come up according to color. That's a, like a little tip if you didn't know. So if you have pink, blue, green, orange, red, in your background or in your clothing, don't forget to use that in a tag. And then when you use that in a tag, your pictures will come up whenever anyone says, you know, uses that word. So those color words. So you'll get your pictures a lot of places, or if it's a forest or city, or night or day, you know, something like that, or, you know, you want to say, like, things like that so that your pictures have better tags, some of the basic general ideas, you know, and they'll help you, you know, get more views. So, we had books in the new season. Our new book was our third year, Theory of Parenting, that came out. We'll put out a fourth year. We had a winter driving tips. That was important for us. My son had another accident on yesterday, and he did just a bumper-to-bumper type deal, didn't do anything, not even really that noticeable, just a little bit. It looked like someone scratched off the paint with their fingernails. He didn't do much, but he had a little fender bender yesterday, and he didn't hurt the other car, and he wasn't hurt at all. So we kind of like, you know, still need to, you know, worry. Even though it's been 2 years on the road, we have issues that we still worry about. And so we, you know, we still, you know, worry about the kids, even though they're 20, you know, 21, you know, we're going into that stage, you know, we still have, you know, it's still our child, it's still, you know, our theory is still parenting, and it's still, you know, a lot of things we're obligated to, you know, take care of and worry about and to do. So you hear the Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about our fourth anniversary. We're in our archives. We're talking about our show. We're telling you about upcoming projects. We have yet to deliver our book that's supposed to come out with Tate Publishing. The last I heard from them this month was that they have the manuscript there with the project manager, and the project manager is going to schedule it for editing, and that it should be put on the calendar, and that it should be edited and returned to me in a Microsoft Word program document as soon as possible. And then we will have to do a proof of that, which wouldn't be a proof, but it will be, you know, to see if the final version is, you know, acceptable to the authors. And we'll have to just, you know, have a reading for that. And once we have that final reading, and it, we give them the okay, then they will go ahead to production. So we're just in this, still in the stages working with the book, and we're patient in the Lord because they're a religious company and they're Christians and all like that. And we're Christians, whether we're active or inactive, and so we just want to be blessed in the project, and we don't want, you know, any malice of the heart or anger or, you know, retaliation or any type of, you know, malice or any type of biases that we can't see. We don't want any of that to get involved in the situation. When the praises go up, the blessing come down. So, you know, first and last, we'll have that project finished. But for now, we're still on the waiting list to get it edited. So it's in the editing department. So that was Trendsetters at Recovery Hardware. You know, still yet to see that on the bookshelves, but that was a major project. And sometimes when we're working on major projects and we, you know, get stalled out at some area or another, we try to put everything also on hold in order to do, you know, in order to see one thing before we go on to another. But in life, sometimes you have to, you know, just keep a schedule and move on to the next project and, you know, deal with the next thing and then wait for that to come out, you know, wait for the thing that was a delay to come out later. So then you have more, you know, as opposed to, you know, timelines of gaps with less. So you're here at the Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, but that's still a project. My name is Tammy Joyner, and we have a project coming up called Transcendence at Recovery High. It's been a long-awaited. We went through the process years ago about how to start self-publishing, how to write your own book, and finding your content, and working on getting it to a publisher and, you know, getting that approval and then approval to final stages in the bookstores. So we're still holding on here in 2016. We have our project manager, and he's working on the project. And so hopefully we'll, get a chance to see that completed, and then we have other projects. I'm disabled, and I know I told you about that, told the audience about that some years ago. And so we're working on also going back into the workforce. So I've been talking to a counselor here in Neptune, New Jersey at the Department of Labor, and we're going to see if we can work together to obtain a, career position or a job for now to get us back into the workforce. So that would definitely be a show. My son had a job at Goodwill, and he worked there for 2 years. He had some unreconcilable differences, and so he has left that particular position as now as well. And we're going to be looking for jobs, and hopefully we can go to work together. We went on one interview together, and I think they wanted to hire us, but for some reason we were not able to take that particular position. And it was a little bit it was a position that didn't fit us. Really, we wanted some stationary positions, and this was a little bit about canvassing all over city to city, and it was a little bit about office work and, working from office to office, and that was a bit much for us now. So maybe that will be something we'll do later. We'll definitely keep that in our, in our planner for a later time, but not that particular position, but a position like that at a different company. And so we're still putting in our resumes. We're still putting in the applications, and we're returning to the workforce. We have some other goals to, do the music that we plan. We have CDs we plan. We have other books that we plan. We have some housing goals. We might want to purchase a home together, my son and I. And we have some cars we want to get. So a lot of this is a lot of this is still family-oriented, and I'll go right into the show. And, some of this would make major changes in friends, would make major changes in the community where you live, socioeconomical status, safety, relief. So these are things that we still talk with you about as we continue to grow, and hopefully you can apply the things to your family as well as we apply to ours. So that's our show for today. We wanted to just say happy anniversary to Ethereal Parenting. We're going to go to Fiverr and see if we can get a Fiverr announcement to put on Facebook for our happy anniversary, like we did, I think, last year or the year before. And so we're going to continue in that effort with a cheer to our show. So thank you, and until next time.